This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire. Bismarck Mandan.
Woohoo!
Had a beautiful weekend in the capital city. Watched a little state basketball over the weekend. Good tournament. Loved everything about it. Although next time I see Charlie Jeske at the Bismarck Event Center, I do have to ask the following. So, going in to pay for the tickets for the fam to go to the tournament, right? And I'm up to the counter and, throw up the credit card like you always do. And they say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't take credit cards. I said, well, what do you take? Check? Which, who takes checks anymore? I was like, oh, wow. I got a checkbook in the car. I guess I'll go get it. But it's 100 miles away. Or cash. And, I didn't have any cash on me. Not enough. Actually, I did, and between my wife and I, after 5 minutes, we scrounging. There's a quarter. There's a got enough. But if you go to the ATM to get the cash out, costs you a pretty penny to get your money.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't know who has those, but I don't know if this is like a. I was thinking, since the taxpayers own the Bismarck Event Center, that maybe that decision could be rethought. Go with convenience rather than, I don't know. It seemed, and then you go to the concession stands, they don't take credit cards either. Maybe I'm the only one that worries about stuff like this. But.
Yeah,
and worry would be the wrong word, but just, mildly irritated that in this day and age of convenience for the consumer.
Especially taking checks, because who does that anymore, Hardly anybody.
Mostly bugs me about stuff like that. You never find decisions like that in privately owned. Your store wouldn't think to say, no, sorry, you can't buy a hot dog with a credit card. You know why? They want to sell a lot of hot dogs.
Right.
But you still have a captive audience, and so it's city-owned, and then, it's like we do it because we can. They're like, come on, don't, run it like a business. And I don't know, maybe they make a fortune on the ATM fees, but then that isn't exactly fair to the citizens either, so I don't know.
So you think the city doesn't want to pay the 2.9% on the credit card thing, and everybody's going to buy anyway? But they'll pay cash so they won't lose that 2.9%.
Exactly.
I'm not sure that's accurate thinking, but maybe that's what they're thinking.
Or they go to an ATM and then have to pay a lot, and you pay the fee, and so you don't. Not only does they not have to pay out the credit card fee, they also get the bonus of the ATM fee. This is how my wheel was turning over the weekend. But I will say that's one fine tournament. They do a nice job hosting it at the event center, and the new addition just makes everything so fun and nice, and it's top notch. The place is great. So they do good work. I'm just giving a little, little business advice. Probably more for the folks that govern the event center than the actual event center folks. Well, later on this hour, we're going to chat with our friends from the University of Mary. I love doing this once a month where we get a chance to chat with Monsignor James Shea, one of the great educational leaders the state's ever known. And he was the youngest president in the history of, for sure North Dakota. But was it, I think when he became president of the University of Mary, he was the youngest president in the country. At the time, I believe. So I'm not sure if he's the youngest ever or just at that particular time. But he's a dynamic leader. He's an extraordinary, the product of North Dakota, the Diocese of Bismarck, and just a great, great leader. So I love what they're doing at the University of Mary. I mean, construction trailers everywhere, and they're out right now talking to supporters and donors about building something pretty extraordinary. So we're going to chat with Monsignor and also Jerome Richter about the College of Distinction recognition they've been given in student engagement. So I don't know exactly what student engagement means. I think I know. I guess, getting your involvement, but engaging them, how, I don't know. We're going to find out today on the program. So that's coming up a little later on this hour, as a matter of fact. In the meantime, we can chat about whatever it is you'd like to talk about. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. There is a rally, or not really a rally, but a campaign event for Donald Trump planned here. It was actually supposed to start about an hour ago, and it's late, and I don't know why. It looks like it's not the typical setup. There's two chairs, so maybe a town hall format. I'd expect some comments on everything that's going on. Obviously, they vote in Ohio and Florida tomorrow, North Carolina, and a handful of other places. So it's a big day. And with the onslaught coming down on Trump, not unlike what has happened, again, I'm guessing you'll have something to say. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Jesse and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I'm just calling in quick about that credit card deal you were just talking about. Up here in Hazen, we've actually got at least two of the three bars I know for sure, and a couple of the other businesses don't take credit cards anymore. And it's all tied to the amount of fee that the credit card companies charge these businesses. It's an average of somewhere in about 3.4%. So when you add their total sales for the year up at 3.4%, them businesses are losing a ton of money to the credit card companies. Your 5% cash back you get from Discover and all those places, that comes from somewhere. It comes from the business's pocket. So just beware, if you come for a night out in Hazen, bring cash. Otherwise, plan on paying the $2 to $3 to get your money out of the cash machine.
That's interesting. Well, maybe you can get by with it there. I just think it's good. And by the way, I don't like the fact they charge those fees. And, we're always looking to find a better solution ourselves. So I get that. Totally get it.
Yep.
My only question, whether it was by design, so to speak, to get you at the ATM, get the ding there, and then...
What does that... Does that facility make the money off the ATM, though? That's
good
not
question.
Always the case.
Yeah, good question. I don't know. That would be very important to that conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Thanks, all right, Jesse. Thanks for all the reporting on everything, guys.
Appreciate your call. Glad to have you.
Scott, if you want to provide an ATM free of charge to the Bismarck Event Center, they may be able to talk to you about that.
Yeah, there you go. Emailer says, a prime example of the differences between Eastern and Western North Dakota. I guess that means... What? He's saying Western's better? Eastern's better? Hey, if you use your bank's ATM, there's no charge for a cash withdrawal. I know we never have to pay. Well, that's true. And it's true, but if you again go to, say you're from Fargo and you go to a Bismarck event, you're not going to have your bank's ATM most likely in the facility. It's probably not a bank ATM. It's probably one of the others. But it seems like it might have been one of the banks that is a sponsor there. I can't remember. Mike in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Mike, how are you doing?
Great, great, great. Yeah, I'm calling about these protests that were going on over the weekend concerning Donald Trump's rally. To me, it's an obvious setup by the left. It's much like Occupy Wall Street or Ferguson, Missouri, where they bus in these people. What's up with these people running around with scarves around their face and masks on their face, and then they're just instigating things that are going on, they're causing trouble, and of course President Obama had to chime in and say that we should be uniting, not dividing. Trump is a divider. Have you ever seen a bigger divider in your lifetime, Scott, than Barack Hussein Obama? Thing is along racial lines.
And by the way, he lives his life angry. I don't know if you've seen the guy, but I mean, the vast majority of the time at his press conferences, the guy is like he's talking to people who he opposes on a basketball court. I can't believe it. Even his wife, I mean, the first lady at the funeral for Nancy Reagan looked like, you know what? Did somebody kick your dog today? What's the deal? Why in the world? Those are the angry people, and I would argue angry at success. Those being Barack and Michelle Obama and their supporters and everyone else that thinks somehow success is a bad thing in this country. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
It's just so amazing. I mean, you can go back 8 years ago, and several months into the campaign, she said, this is the first time I've been proud of my country now that my husband is running. Well, if that don't raise about a million eyebrows, I don't know what does. And, they're so against success and all this free stuff the Democrats are supposed to be campaigning on. Who in the world is going to pay for it?
We're going down a little. Sorry to interrupt him on the clock here, watching the time here, Mike. But I mean,
you got 5 seconds.
You got the last 5 seconds. It's yours. The thing they're not doing is inciting violence, but neither is Donald Trump. Right.
No,
I mean, I'm to believe they're divisive, and I think they that's again the Chicago way. That's the world they come out of.
It's the whole. It's I almost said a bad word. It's the whole Democratic Party. They're behind it. I wouldn't doubt if Obama has his fingerprint on it. And the last thing I want to say is the only thing that you're entitled to in your lifetime ever is what you can afford to pay for yourself. That's it.
Yeah, there's a conversation we ought to have.
You can,
because unfortunately we have takers and makers, and the takers think I'm entitled to it. And a conversation that we all ought to have is to say, why do you think you're entitled to that? You know, let's go back and start with the founders and how this country was built, what made it great. It wasn't people saying, give it to me, hand it out. It's people doing, building. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. I think this thing will settle down here in the next 48 hours. Be my take.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Spring Maze Cleanup. Fix up time. And the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Save on the tools and supplies you need to do the job right. Vice Grip Locking Plier, $6.99. Duct Tape, $2 for $5. Starting Fluid, $2.29. All KT Tools, 15% off. Find over 3,000 new items in many departments across the store. Get your spring on, and we'll stock you up. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Or if it's Donald Trump, when the changes are being made and when they're elected president, that's when we all are going to have to really toughen up. This is a walk in the park compared to what's going to happen if one of those two men get elected president of this country. And quite frankly, I would love to hear these candidates out there saying, I will prosecute Hillary Clinton if she walks, if she skates by the Obama administration. And I'd like to hear him even go even farther and say, if we find criminal activity by President Obama, we will be prosecuting him as well. So, but and then all the other changes that have got to be made, it's going to be a rough, turbulent time, but it's worth it, and I'm willing to back either one of them, whatever it is, as long as they're changing it for the good of our country, I'm behind them 100%. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, and love the passion out there from folks. I don't hear a lot of what I'm hearing echoed over mainstream media. And by the way, I don't put this all on Democrats in the mainstream media. I hear Republicans saying these things, critical of blaming Trump as well. So this is a pile-on of a significant degree here. But appreciate the perspective, as always, from our good listeners. Kind, considerate, passionate, you know? Very nice. By the way, the 10th annual Moon Dance Jammin' Country Fest is coming up in Walker, Minnesota, June 17th and 18th. This is one of the big events here in the Northern Plains. Dirk Bentley, Randy Houser, Chris Jansen, Travis Tritt, Neil McCoy, and more. And we have tickets at a discount, like a big discount right now for these. So if you want to check that out, you can. You go to Shop Our Store. You click on Shop Our Store at am1100theflag.com. VIP and general admission available for both days of the Moon Dance Jam and Country Fest. Parking passes as well. Parking. Isn't that what they call it, Todd? You want your parking pass? Yeah. How do you spell parking? How do you spell parking exactly? Parking passes as well. Sorry.
You spell without a G, you might be a redneck. It's a parking pass.
AM1100theflag.com. Click on the Shop Our Store recognition. We're waiting for Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter to join us from the University of Mary, who I assume will be here shortly, and we'll talk about the Colleges of Distinction student engagement. Some neat things going on out there. So we're going to do that on the program. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, always welcoming your calls. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. If you have questions for our guest in the University of Mary, any comment on any of the issues, press 1 to leave a message, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can also always text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, back with us. Monsignor, how are you?
Scott, I'm great. How are you today?
Very well. Good to have you back. Jerome Richter is here as well from the leadership of the University of Mary. Jerome, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Scott.
Glad to have you guys here. And I mentioned to the audience that I really enjoy these monthly chats to find out what's happening on the campus of the University of Mary, because it's a vibrant place with so much going on. I only need to drive up there a couple times a week and see another construction trailer or something going on there. But I also know beyond that, with everything going on with your various campaigns and the students and everything else, it's just a vibrant place. So we love being able to chat with you on the program. And I see that we're going to talk today a little bit about the Colleges of Distinction, bestowing an honor on the University of Mary for student engagement. Start, do me a favor and tell us about the Colleges of Distinction and the group, first of all, here. Who are they?
Yeah, Colleges of Distinction, Scott, is a national listing which was put together as an alternative to the typical listings that you see. So you know that U.S. News and World Report does an annual listing of colleges, and they rank colleges all across the country according to particular criteria and those types of things. But there's long been discontent in the world of higher education, and in fact in the general public, about those listings because of the way that colleges are selected and the methodology that's used, and questions about whether there's a parity, whether there's equity, whether there's actual complete honesty in those. And so Colleges of Distinction was a ranking system which was put up to really focus upon the colleges that do the best job in terms of actually serving students and engaging them in a particular way. And we were thrilled to be contacted by Colleges of Distinction, thrilled and surprised. And they wanted to know more about what the University of Mary does for students. I think they're their attention was stoked by the year-round campus, you know, our new year-round campus initiative, which allows students to get a bachelor's degree in 2.6 years and a master's degree in 4 years, and which saves them in terms of student loan debt, gets them ahead in terms of incremental lifetime income, incremental lifetime savings, all of those things. And that was one of the things that first caught their attention. And then just a couple weeks ago, we were named the only college of distinction in the state of North Dakota.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. And help me again on the different rating groups out there. What are the others do that colleges of distinction does not do? What puts them in that category of being a cut above when they're looking at schools?
Right. So colleges of distinction, this ranking system focuses upon students and upon student success. The metrics which are knit into this system are deeply engaged in questions of what happens for students. So, for instance, a college of distinction has to be nationally recognized by education professionals as a school of excellence, strongly focused on the teaching of undergraduates, because a lot of colleges or universities begin over time as they grow to neglect their undergraduate experience, such that they can do a lot of research and graduate programs and those types of things. A college of distinction is home, usually, Scott, to a wide variety of innovative learning experiences, and so the innovation is a real important component. Is the school entrepreneurial? Is the school really engaging in it in creative ways? Or are they just kind of marching to the same old drumbeat, which has gotten higher education into the state that it's in, which lots of people question its viability? Does the college have an active campus with lots of opportunities for personal development? And when you talk about all the construction projects we got going on out here, when you drive onto our main campus and you see the new 276-bed residence hall going up, when you see the 80,000-square-foot field house and wellness center going up, when you see the 80,000-square-foot campus center going up, when you put all of these construction projects together, you know that the University of Mary is investing in significant ways in having that active campus where students can come and have a vibrant, rich experience of community. And then lastly, a college of distinction produces highly valued students in terms of both graduate schools and employers. In other words, are the students at the undergraduate level excellently prepared to go out into the world for either graduate school, or are they culturally prepared for the workplace so that people are competing for their graduates? And when colleges of distinction looked at the colleges and universities of North Dakota, they chose the University of Mary as the place to mention and to hold up. And we're very honored by that and humbled.
Yeah, very interesting. And again, the only one in North Dakota, as you mentioned earlier, and there are things that the University of Mary does that other schools are not able to or don't do that are part of that reason. And I want to get into that a little bit after our break here to talk about how it is specific programs that are happening, whether it's study abroad programs or the year-round campus or what exactly it was that specifically was noted by this group to say this is a college of distinction. Talk about that more with our guests, President Shea and Vice President Richter of the University of Mary, when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. Then my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hinnon. It's the University of Mary Monday. We're chatting today with Monsignor James Shea, who is the president of the University of Mary in Bismarck, and Jerome Rector, vice president for public affairs at the University of Mary. We're talking about the College of Distinction saying, University of Mary, you have national recognition for your student engagement, and the only College of Distinction in North Dakota with a respected ranking. Big news for the university, chatting about it today with these two gentlemen. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for them at 800-228-0550. One text on an unrelated note here that we evidently have. This message for anyone around the Wayne or Regan area that has seen a stray Charley cow in the past week. And if so, you call or text Chris at 701-220-9278. Now, Monsignor, I'm guessing you've seen one of these kind of cows back on the farm in your day, right?
Absolutely. You know, we grew up milking cows. We had a bunch of Holstein cows on the farm. But when my dad, when we would go into breeding season, he would sometimes get a beef cow, a beef bull, to come in and help us out a little bit, because they were more gentle of demeanor than those Holstein bulls, who could be awfully mean. And so we had some Angus bulls and we had some Charley bulls as well. The Charleys are big and meaty. Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, stray one out there. And again, what do you say the past week here? So glad to help, and hope we get some help for this gentleman, 701-220-9278. Okay, let us know. All right, so back to the discussion on College of Distinction. What specifically did the Colleges of Distinction look at and say, this earns, you know, distinction as a student engagement, unlike others are doing in North Dakota? What did they single out?
Scott, this is Jerome here. But before I give the specifics, I wanted to say something that was very impressive to me about the College's Distinction, both the program and then also the honor, is you can sense from it and reading through it that it's about a student-centered education. It's about the students really being engaged. It's about the students having the best opportunities to grow as a person. And I think that's why the University of Mary was honored with this, is it's first and foremost about the students and doing the best that we can for the student. Sometimes in a large university, especially a large research university, we all of a sudden forget the student at times, and that it's for their growth, both in their academic life, but also in their personal life, and then especially for us in their spiritual life. And so some of the things that they mentioned within their critique of the University of Mary was our Rome campus. We have our campus in Rome where students can go over for a semester to really be engaged in the culture and the history and the faith of Rome and the Western history, Western civilization that is so important to who we are and that we need to kind of keep reminding ourselves of where we've come from. We also have our experience in Peru. It has a little bit more of a health science kind of bend to it to give the students a chance to really use their talents to be engaged to help those that are less fortunate. And then
It's an interesting thing along with, in terms of study abroad, Scott, they did mention that very much. And an interesting fact that I think a lot of people don't know, last year, the ambassador of Italy to the United States visited our campus here. And I said, well, why are you coming? And he said, I've decided that as ambassador of Italy to the United States, I should visit every state. I've been visiting the ethnic Italian communities throughout the United States. There aren't a whole lot of Italian Americans who live in North Dakota, but I'm coming to the University of Mary, he said, because the University of Mary has the most students per capita of any college or university in the United States who have studied in Italy. And that was a shocking statistic because we weren't vying for that. But it just happened that so many of our students go over and study in Rome, have a phenomenal experience there, and it's had a big impact upon our main campus as well, even among students who haven't had that opportunity. And then, of course, the opportunity to go now to Peru, to the city of Arequipa, to study there and offer help and assistance to the poor there. All of those experiences, that was one of the things. Study abroad was one of the big things. But I interrupted Jerome. I'm sorry.
No problem. The other thing that Monsignor mentioned just a little bit ago, Scott, was the year-round campus. It is an amazingly innovative and also student-centered program. And so for the University of Mary, it's shocking to a lot of the other people in higher education. Here we are looking at our students saying, what is best for them? How can we most serve them rather than thinking about, what's best for us? No, it's about the student, which will then in turn be the best for us. And so that's why the year-round campus, where they can graduate in 2.6 years with a bachelor's degree, in 4 years with a master's degree, we can get them out in less time, less cost, less debt. It's incredible. And then I want to add to all of that, they also looked at our strategic plan. So we have Vision 2030, our strategic plan, which puts us out 15 years. They looked at it, and they could also see, wow, here's a forward-thinking place that isn't just planning for a year or two, but it's planning for 15 years. And again, within that, they see that it's student-centered. It's about serving the region and even the nation as best we can for both now and into the future. And so those are some of the things that they pointed out to us.
That is fascinating. How would you guys assess the year-round campus today? I mean, as you look at it, it's great to see College of Distinction recognize it because it just one of those things that since you've rolled it out and talked about it, you say, gosh, it makes sense. To your point, Jerome, you're recognizing, students want to get into the workforce quicker and you're not afraid to continue their studies over the summer and, you know, that it's just a different dynamic that you offer as an option. But is it attracting students? How would you gauge its success so far?
Well, that remains just a little bit to be seen, Scott, for this reason. We announced year-round campus last year for this year's incoming freshman class. So the freshman class of 2015 was the first class for year-round campus. Now, of course, the centerpiece of year-round campus, what moves the needle, is the summer semester, the full summer experience. So the current freshmen that we have right now, we brought in about 420 new freshmen this past year. And of those, it's looking like around 100 or a little bit more than 100. So about 25% of the freshman class is going to be participating in year-round campus this summer. And that's the trajectory that we're sort of predicting. In other words, we're going to be building up, and we knew this from the beginning. So we've got 100 students who will be on campus this summer participating in year-round campus. That was our target. That's what we wanted at the beginning. That was the goal that we had set because we want to really do it right for these students. And so the students enrolled in Year on Campus this summer will have, we're hoping, a very sparkling experience. The word will spread, and then we'll capture every year. Not, this isn't everybody's cup of tea. You know what I mean? Not everybody is going to be inclined to or called to do the Year on Campus, but we want to make it possible for the students who do, and we want to have a culture of completion, a culture of success, a culture of being able to not sort of languish in college for 5, 6, 7 years. And so it'll help with the completion rate overall. So we're hoping that in this coming summer, we'll do really well with those 100 students. Next year, maybe we'll have 250 students, and then we'll grow to 300, 400. We're thinking that this is a rate of growth at about 6 to 8 years is when we'll be at full force. And that's what we plan for. We plan for 6 to 8 years for the summer semester to be in full force for this massive sea change in the culture of higher education to take hold here in central and western and eastern, north, all through North Dakota, and that it'll really have a remarkable effect within that time frame. Now, what's interesting is if you look at all the studies that are happening, and if you look at what they call the higher education bubble, that same time frame, 6 to 8 years, is when the experts, whoever they are predicting that a number of colleges and universities who are our size, with our endowment levels and our funding models, are going to be in serious financial trouble throughout the country just because of the way that things are going. But the University of Mary is going to be going strong because we've made this shift, and we've made it preemptively, and we've made it thoughtfully at the beginning.
Chad in the Fargo, question for our guests on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and those are welcome always, 800-228-0550. On the line, go ahead, Chad, with your question for Monsignor Scherer, Vice President Richter.
Hello there. How is the student aid? Is it getting difficult to get more student aid or not? Or are we? Or is that going to be more of a stickler with now with the schooling being it's getting more higher costs? I mean, are you finding that student aid that kids are getting more student aid, and is student aid going to be more available?
Well, absolutely. I'm grateful for that question, Chad, because all sorts of people always think about a place like the University of Mary, which is a private college, we're a private university, as being way more expensive. But we really concentrate on the student aid question, which is your question. And so every student who comes to us, all the students who come to us receive some level of financial aid. And that both is we participate in the federal financial aid programs, but also we offer millions and millions of dollars of institutional scholarships every year. And so what's interesting is the college scorecard, which was just released last fall by the Department of Education, ranks every college and university according to not simply the sticker price, but they take all of the financial aid, they blend it in, and they use it to quantify what the actual cost, what do students actually pay when they go to the University of Mary. Are you ready for a little bit of trivia? When you look, if you go on College Scorecard on the Department of Education's website, and you look, and this is a 10-year data dump, which takes into account all of the different metrics. When you take a look and you compare us to other places, for instance, the price that an average student pays to go to the University of Mary is less than what an average student pays to go to the University of North Dakota, and it's only about $1,000 more than what a student pays to go to NDSU. Then when you look at the accumulated student loan debt of a student who goes to the University of Mary, students who graduate with a 4-year degree from the University of Mary have an average of around $23,000 in student loan debt, which is a few thousand dollars less on average than either NDSU or UND. And so it's really a myth, not a beautiful myth like the old Greek myths, but one of the bad myths that the University of Mary is so much more expensive. 99% of incoming freshmen at the University of Mary receive scholarships and financial aid. And so nobody's really paying the sticker price. The other thing interesting on the college scorecard when you take a look at it is you can look and you can see the average income of a graduate, and ours is something like $15,000 more than the national average when you take what students are making after they graduate from college. And so that's really impressive. So yes, we take very seriously the financial aid question. We want to make sure that our access is there for students, and we are the most affordable private college in America.
I got one question for you.
Chad is going to have to wait till the other side of the break here, if you don't mind. Hang on, if you would. We're up against the break here, so we'll get the other part of your question and wrap up on this Colleges of Distinction Honor for the University of Mary on you. Merry Monday today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
We've all heard the reports and seen the studies, and the headlines read North Dakota number one booziest state in America, and one in three North Dakotans report binge drinking in the past month, and it's part of our culture. But what's more is that it's part of what's killing North Dakotans, from unborn children to senior citizens. According to the North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 were alcohol-related. From those crashes, 63 people died and families and friends were impacted. From overconsumption and underage drinking to drinking and driving, we as a state have a lot of work to do in order to start reversing those trends. Here at the North Dakota Safety Council, we're dedicated to education, not only for the drinking age population, but for anyone from teenage drivers to business owners in our state.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you ever get to Glendive, North Dakota, I want you to do me a favor and stop and see Kurt Knutson there. Kurt's at the Heedalls location in Glendive. They have locations in Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, and parts of Minnesota as well. And they have great people. They really do. And the customers of Heedalls know that. If you're not a customer, that's why I want you to go there, because, you know, every auto parts store has a computer, right? That's the easy part. But the person that is in front of that computer and at the counter and looking you in the eye and say, what do you need? That's what they do so darn well. And Kurt's one of those guys. He really is. He's a car guy, too, and a lot of them are. So in addition to being passionate about, he was actually a customer at Hedol for like 40 years, knew the people there and everything else, and then retired at a different job and came to work for Hedol. So he's not been all that long, but he's been around Hedol for a long time. He knows it. And like many of them, they just, they're car folks. So anyway, he's into the muscle cars. The 70 Dodge Challenger RT was the one he was all revved up about. But, I mean, they have a machine shop in Glendive, too. So engine boring, head repairs, engine rebuilds, anything like that, they can take care of it and the parts you need. Great people, great parts. Hedol has it. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, our final segment on the You Marry Monday with the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, vice president of for public affairs at the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, with us on the program today. So before the break, the caller, Chad Fargo, said, I got one more question and had to go, but did give us the question. And he wanted to know, with all this talk of, you know, free tuition being suggested, at least in some political discussions right now, mainly by Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, that, you know, free college, free tuition. What would something like that do to the University of Mary? And we could probably broaden that out, Monsignor or Jerome, whoever wants to take this, to say what would it do to private colleges and private education, period, right?
Well, Scott, that's a very interesting question, and it's something that we are surely paying attention to. As a taxpayer, I find it very interesting, right, when people say, well, free college, right? Nothing is free. We all know that. And so it would be very interesting to see what it would happen and do the whole scheme and the whole structure of education, especially higher education, if this all of a sudden happened. The access question, does everybody get in? Is there requirements that you would have? How would you do this? And it would be very interesting to see it play out. Now, would it affect us? Sure, it would. Would it drastically affect us? That's hard to say. But we offer something that is of such a unique and high value that I think we would do fine in the long run, because we know what we are doing, we know who we are, and we know what we want to do for our students.
You know, I love the fact. I mean, you obviously are on a different, you know, financial playing field in the sense that in North Dakota, for example, there are 11 colleges of higher education in the state system, and they're funded by taxpayer dollars and everything. And obviously, you don't have that benefit. What I love is competing in the things you do compete on, specifically coming back to being recognized for student engagement by the College of Distinction and saying, we have no peer in the state of North Dakota. We're the only one, and we're not taking tax dollars. We'll compete that way. And the ultimate outcome, I've heard it again and again from both of you, is how are the students learning? How are they, you know, how is, you know, are they graduating on time? What is their competency? You know, so I think that's the exciting part of all this. And Monsignor, that's really becoming a real focus as well in higher education right now as well, isn't it? On time graduation?
It certainly is. I mean, the point of student engagement, which you talked about, which I'll come back to in just a second, is really key. But also, this idea that people would go at the prime of their life, in a certain sense, and spend 5, 6, 7 years in college really isn't very impressive. You know, and for some people, that's a necessity. But oftentimes, that happens because students aren't at the center of things. You know what I mean? In other words, you end up spending an extra year because you don't have advisors who are advocating for you that help you to get the classes that you need in order to complete your degree. And we've always been committed to that at the University of Mary. But when we talk about student engagement and student success, we talk about on-time completion. Absolutely. We want to get our students out into the world, out into the workforce, making their contribution. But we also want to prepare students who can talk, who can write, who can think, who can debate, who explore the world through study abroad, who test drive their careers through internships, and who work on community service projects and design their own research. That type of creativity, that type of engagement, that's what higher education is at its core. And when I think about Chad's question about free college or university, I ask the question about what the value of higher education is. In other words, what is it that students and their parents are truly investing in today? What's the bang for their buck? What's the return on investment? And we have a responsibility in that respect. And so I think here at the University of Mary, yes, because because we don't have some of the financial advantages that other places have, because we rely so much upon great friends who are cheering for us and supporting us on every level, because we have to be creative and innovative and entrepreneurial, because of all of those things, we go the extra mile. And we're willing to go the extra mile. It's not like we have a choice, but we're willing to do it. We don't do it because it's a burden. We do it because that's the way we believe the world should be. We should be able to roll up our sleeves and plunge in, and we model that for our students here at the University of Mary as a place which is really focused upon the students and their success and the impact that they'll make on their communities, hopefully right here in North Dakota.
Fascinating discussion. The only college of distinction in North Dakota, one of only a few awarded universities in the entire region. And that Rome campus to the year-round campus and so much more, a big reason why. Fascinating to learn about it today. Keep rolling. Busy place, University of Mary. A lot going on. Gentlemen, thanks so much for the time. Chat with you again soon.
God bless you, Scott. Thank you.
Have a good day, Scott.
God bless you as well, and God bless you, our fine listeners, as well, for joining us on What's on Your Mind. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.